Holuco, the tawny owl, twirled his head almost full circle, blinking in mock alarm.
As long as you don't learn to eat like him.
Flyer Double called out from the bank.
Ahoy, rough beasts! Tea's ready!
Bosey joined him, shouting hopefully.
There's no hurry, bunny beast. Stay out there if you be enjoying yourselves.
Skipper Rogus grabbed a paddle, yelling a reply.
You great famine-faced glutton! Don't touch a single crumb till we're ashore! Some beast stop him!
Humphrey Spickle, who in the last couple of seasons had attained his full growth and was bigger even than his grand hog, Corksnout, assured Skipper from the bank.
Don't worry, Skip. I'll keep a eye on Mr. Bosey. Shall I sit on him for ye?
From beneath the sun-shaded bushes, Brother Tyrillus wheeled Abbot Glisson out to join the diners. Fully renovated and running smoothly, the old wheelchair was now the aged Dormouse's main means of getting about. Glisson often shed a tear for little Sister Ficaria, who had gone to sleep peacefully 2 winters back, never to wake again. The Father Abbot of Redwall would pat his chair fondly, saying,
"My friend Ficaria wanted me to have this chair as a reward for all those morning strolls. I think it was the damp grass which got to my old footpaws."
It was a memorable afternoon tea. All the food which had been transported from Redwall kitchens was prepared to perfection by Friar Double. Soilclaw sat sipping a beaker of cider made from last season's good russet apples. He gestured up at the curving wooded hill which skirted the bank as he explained to the Dibbons.
"Oh, you remember saying, just after he cave been collapsed, that this and yer'd make a good watery meadow. I were right."
Zoran nodded.
"Indeed you were, sir. Look at it now. What beast would think that we and our young'uns could get so much pleasure from a place that was once an evil lair?"
The abbot had become rather partial to seed cake. He selected a slice but paused before tasting it.
"You're right, Mum. I was just thinking, it's nice when things change for the better, and certain things do have to change eventually."
Corksnout had known Glisson for more seasons than he cared to remember. Adjusting his false snout, the old cellar hog stared hard at his friend.
"You're about to say something, ain't you, Father?"
Glisson placed the seed cake on his plate, returning Corksnout's gaze.
"Aye, and I hope you will all take it sensibly. Listen, friends, I've had a long and happy time ruling our abbey, but I think 'tis high time another took on the office. I'm heavy with seasons now, and my old bones are tired."
He looked around at the anxious faces, then chuckled.
"Oh, don't worry. I'm going to be around for at least as long as Sister Ficaria was, so there's still many more seasons left to me yet."
Quite out of character with his stern demeanour, Brother Tyrillus clasped his abbot's paw. He was visibly moved.
"Father, I will take care of you, as I always have."
Glisson patted the saturnine herbalist's cheek.
"I know you will, my good friend. Perrit, would you come over here, please?"
The young squirrel wife hurried across. She crouched in front of the wheelchair.
"Father?"
Glisson smiled fondly.
"So pretty, so practical,